Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Now, the slow-moving, record-shattering tropical storm Harvey has absolutely been battering Texas for 6 days now. Hundreds of thousands of people are under evacuation orders, and shelters in Houston are bursting at the seams. And one benevolent businessman known as Mattress Mac has been very kindly opening up two of his furniture stores for flood victims, and he's on the line now. Mac, how are you today?
Fine, Tom. How are you?
I'm very well. What exactly is it that you're doing and why?
Well, we have 200,000 square foot furniture stores, one in Houston and one west of Houston. Both of them have been affected by the biblical flooding we've had recently. So we opened the doors on Sunday for these refugees who got flooded out of their homes, apartments, to come live here at the furniture store. We've got about 300 people at each store. Having a great time taking care of these folks because their lives have been turned upside down. It's the least we can do.
We see that. I'm literally looking at the footage now. It's on the TV in front of me, and it's hard to get your head around. I'm looking at scenes of absolute devastation and cars stranded. What's it like where you are? You're away from it a bit, are you?
No, we're kind of right in the middle of it. Our whole area is surrounded with water. Of course, thank God it's going to be sunny today, and some of the water is going to go down. But normally in Houston, we have widespread flooding in one area. This time it's widespread flooding for 100 miles, so it's truly a devastating event, and we just look forward to digging out and getting back to normal and helping these people who have been devastated by this historic flood.
Right. You've literally never seen anything like this before, have you?
No, not to this scale. We had lots of big rainstorms before, but nothing ever this catastrophic, and it's really affected the psyche of these people. You know, you have a normal life one minute, next 15 minutes, you got 4 foot of water in your home or your apartment. So we're trying to reach out and get these people a place to stay and get their lives together so they can get back into their homes, get back to work, and get back to a normal life.
Right. So what you did, you put a little video online with a message saying basically, come on over. Were you surprised by the sheer number of people who came over to you?
Now, we'd done this before at Hurricane Katrina. We had 200 evacuees from New Orleans come to Gallery Furniture and stay there. So I wasn't surprised by the number of people here. I was surprised that we ended up with 800, 400 each store. So the response was tremendous. The need is over the top, and the tremendous devastation we're trying to help these people with. And I've been really surprised at how great the attitudes are of these people who are flood victims. They keep going, and they're very resilient, very inspiring people.
And how are you actually looking after them? Are they sleeping on the furniture in the shop, basically?
Yeah, they're sleeping on the furniture in the shop. We have hundreds of mattresses here they can use, obviously. We have lots of sofas. We have recliners, those type of things. So our furniture store is built to be a shelter and selling furniture and having a shelter all at the same time.
And what about food?
Oh, we have two big restaurants in each store, so we got plenty of food. Sunday was a challenge with all the restaurants and grocery stores in Houston being closed, but we made it through, and now we have plenty of food to feed the people, and we're feeding them every day and taking care of their needs.
Right, and I say in the video, you say if you have dogs, bring your dogs. Have people even brought their dogs?
A lot of them brought their dogs, and they even know that the dogs. And the dogs are housed in the. We have a separate building here where the dogs are, so a lot of them did bring their dogs.
I see. You have entire families moving in and living in your stores.
Yeah, entire families, no doubt about it.
Oh my God, feeding them, looking after them—that's a huge undertaking. Is this costing you a lot of money?
Yeah, it's costing us a lot of money, but you know, we all have a responsibility for the well-being of our community. So helping these people is what we're all about. Sometimes you got to say to hell with profit and take care of the people, and that's what we're doing here.
Okay. So we were very intrigued by your name. Are you a very well-known person in the area?
Yes, I am. Mattress Mac over there in Ireland is copying my gig, my shtick, I think. So I got an issue with Mattress Mac.
We'll talk about that in a second. But Mattress Mac is the name you go by, and you have quite a strong media presence, do you?
Yeah, I do a lot of radio and television commercials for the past 30 years. So a lot of people in this town know me, and I have a great relationship with our customers and the community, and hope to keep it that way by putting community first and business second.
Right. We were very taken by your name, and you mentioned Mattress Mick, because he's kind of a legendary figure in this country. And I'm delighted to say he's able to join us on the line now. So it gives me great pleasure to say Mattress Mac meet Mattress Mick, and Mattress Mick meet Mattress Mac.
That
Hello.
Would be good. Hello, Mattress Mick.
Hello, Mattress Mac. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very, very well. First of all, I'd like to say very, very well done for what you're doing over there. It's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. It's getting a lot of media coverage over here, and it's a super thing. Also, I've been following you, your career, for quite a number of years now. Although we do things a little bit differently, I do think some items that we do are similar.
Right.
Which,
go on.
Which as I said, I've watched all your videos, I've watched your progress, particularly with gallery furniture and everything else, and I know quite a lot about you. You inspire me, I must say. I think, though, I'm better than you.
What's the name of your store, Mattress Mick?
My store is just called Mattress Mick.
Oh, good. Well, I may be coming to Ireland here soon to talk to the guys at Coolmore. I'm in the racehorse business. If I do come over there, I'll come see you.
Well, I'd be very disappointed if you don't, and it'd be a big welcome for you in our stores.
We can do a Mattress Mac and a Mattress Mick commercial together.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
And
can
it
I ask you
be.
One question? Do you know who Mattress Mary is?
Mattress Mary?
Yeah. This girl
follows
me on Twitter, Mattress Mary, and I'm trying to find out if she's a real person or not. She's based in the States.
I don't know who Mattress Mary is, but it's a very provocative name.
It is. this is going splendidly, may I say. I have to ask, obviously, Mattress Mac, you've been doing this for a long time, so Mattress Mick, was Mattress Mac an inspiration for you when you were coming up with the name and stuff?
Not exactly with the name, no, but the name was my own idea. I didn't actually consider, I didn't use the Mattress Mac idea to create Mattress Mick, but what I've done is I've followed his antics. I like the way he promotes himself, and I have, in fairness, I suppose, copied that in a little way, but the Irish way.
Right.
If you understand what I mean. Not the American way, the Irish way. And I don't think the American way would work
right.
in Ireland.
I have to, I have to ask, which of you do you think is the most famous? I mean, Mattress Mac, you're on Twitter, and do you have many followers on Twitter?
My son handles all that. I'm not famous, I'm infamous.
You're infamous, right. Mattress Mick, you've been retweeted and mentioned by Stephen Fry, and you're the subject of an absolutely brilliant film.
Yeah, I'm a legend. Like, I'm amazing. In Dublin, I think I'm an institution. as Jim is in Houston,
yes.
You know, or Mattress Mac. We've worked hard. I think we've both worked hard to get our names out there. Mattress Mac is certainly around a lot longer than me. I enjoy him, and I think when he comes over here to meet me, he'll enjoy what we do.
Well, two fantastic legends, and two stories that are similar in other ways, that you've both made your businesses from the ground up, and are, you know,
yes.
self-made men, which is to be admirable. And two of you both very interested in helping out people who are less well off than yourselves, both on record and doing that and doing a great job at the moment. But to have brought the two of you together was an absolute joy. And
thank you,
Mattress Mac. Continued success, and well done again for all the fantastic work you're doing in Houston.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thanks very much for joining us. And Mattress Mac, a pleasure to talk to you as well.
Okay, and one more thing before I go. Please, Mattress Mac, get in touch if you do arrive over, and we go on News Talk together.
Yes.
I will save you money today.
That'd be great.
Okay.
Oh, brilliant. There'll be something to look forward to. So, we brought them together, Mattress Mac and Mattress Mick. If anyone knows anything about Mattress Mary, 53106 is the text number, email afternoon@newstalk.com.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.